The first time I met Sir Robin Knox Johnston, I winced. The second time, I thought he was going to clobber me. You see, the fact is, Sir Robin is my hero, the first, the one and only. What he did over 10.5 months in 1968 and 69, sailing non-stop single-handed around the world at 3.5 miles an hour, no one can ever do again. Others have since done it faster, backwards, and ever younger. But there's only one true first, and Sir Robin is it. Mind you, I hear tell that down in Weymouth, they're fast-tracking the next generation of ocean record-breaking globe-girdlers, or should that be globe-gurglers, by fitting asymmetric spinnakers to specially adapted baby buggies. The fact is, that counts for nothing, not just because the French are bound to beat us to it, but because so many of today's younger, faster firsts aren't really meaningful records, but just sideshow stunts. There, that's my rant. Anyway, it was at the Earl's Court Boat Show, round about 2002. I'd just read A World of My Own, Sir Robin's account of his remarkable voyage, and there he was. I had one thought. I want to shake this man's hand. I hovered, I loitered, I lurked, until men in dark suits and earpieces started cocking their heads and muttering into their lapels. When I spotted my opening, I went for it, expecting to be floored by a suit, dragged outside, tossed into a wheelie bin and pushed into a canal. Instead, I found myself in front of Sir Robin. Trouble was, success wasn't part of my plan. And I found myself dumbfounded and flummoxed. "Sir Robin," I jabbered, "could I shake your hand?" It was a big moment. He took my hand, gripping it like a winch handle. I don't think he likes winch handles. All the time, just one thought was coursing through my brain. Try not to say ouch, at least not in a wimpy way. Instead, I sputtered, "Sir Robin, Sir Robin, do you ever get the chance to go sailing for pleasure?" What a dumb question. He fixed my gaze and replied, "My boy, sailing is always a pleasure." What a wonderful answer. As it turned out, I couldn't go sailing for weeks, because that's how long it took for the feeling to return to my right hand. But his words have stayed with me ever since and make me tingle still. That was the first time. The second time I met Sir Robin was in March this year. I walked into the headquarters of the Cruising Association in London, and there was Sir Robin and his laptop computer, which he needed for a presentation and which was giving him bother. In fact, he was quite forthright in his views about Bill Gates and Microsoft, and when he mentioned his displeasure with Windows, I spotted my opportunity. "Velux do Windows, don't they?" I chirruped helpfully, making an oh-so-witty reference to the sponsors of his 2006-2007 solo Round the World race. Sir Robin said my comment didn't actually help, but not in those exact words. The trouble is that meeting your heroes makes you talk gibberish. And the trouble with that was that I was here at this Cruising Association to talk. As a result of some kind of administrative error, the Cruising Association, which is an organisation for people with proper boats, had asked me, a Sailfish 18 owner, to judge their annual log competition. Naturally, I said no. But when I heard that Sir Robin, my hero, and the CA's patron, was also delivering a talk, I had to say yes. I even sought professional help, but not the kind of help you're thinking of. The night before the big day, my coach Sharon phoned me to say, "Remember, breathe, have a drink, and be yourself." "What, all at once?" I stammered. "It can't be done." And there I was, rapt by Sir Robin's talk and the newsreel footage of a rust-streaked Suhaili coming home. And then it was me. My partner Jules, an accomplished multitasker, had come along to lend support and visit Bond Street, which is a road entirely without chandleries and other useful shops. I stood at the lectern, put on my special glasses to blur the audience, and I survived. It was one of the biggest thrills of my life, and I got to shake Sir Robin's hand again. In anticipation of the moment, I'd acquired a Kevlar-reinforced gauntlet, but I'd forgotten to put it on. In truth, His handshake didn't seem to hurt as much as the other two times. Maybe I'm getting used to it. And late into the evening, Sir Robin enthralled us with the tales of adventure and his forthright views. It's lucky for Bill Gates that he's not French. The joy of that night, for me, will last forever. And now, some months later, as I lie pinioned under Marlin's trailer, trying to put splodge in little holes with tools that Bart, my dog, has just run off with and buried, and it's raining too, I'm trying to hold on to Sir Robin's word. My boy, sailing's always a pleasure. Soon, I hope.